الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب صائم ليس له من صيامه إلا الجوع، ورب قائم ليس له من قيامه إلا السهر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، respected elders and brothers, before we actually commence with the program, those brothers who are participating for these programs, and for that matter any program which we should ensure that our vehicles are not causing any obstruction to those brothers who wish to leave. These programs are completely participation in these programs are voluntary. So it is not compulsory to sit for these programs, and many brothers have to get to work early. Sometimes a person has to go to the airport or some necessity or need. So they are excused and they are free to leave. So it should not be that our vehicles are causing obstruction to another person, because what could happen is that the person is sitting in a program of deen or is involved in some work of deen, but because he is causing obstruction and takleef to another Muslim, then the fuqaha have stated, إِذَاءُ الْمُسْلِمِ حَرَامٌ, that to cause takleef and inconvenience to a fellow Muslim is haram. So the person is engaged in something which is not necessary, something which is mustahab, something which is sunnah, but in the process he is committing some haram. So this is something which is extremely essential, that we do not cause any takleef to any person. And this is something that we should make an intention every day when we wake up, that Ya Allah, I will make an effort not to cause takleef to any person. This is something, respected elders and brothers, which seems to be very small. But sometimes it's these little things that sometimes gives the person such acceptance in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 3 days ago I met a person, friend of ours. He mentioned and related an incident now recently with regards to a particular individual who had suddenly, he was quite elderly, fit and healthy, but suddenly he took very ill. He went into a state of coma, and the doctor stated that is the first time that they ever witnessed something of this nature, that the person was in a coma. But whilst in that
unconscious state, he was making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if doctors say it's the first time they've ever seen something like this. That the person is in unconscious. But in that unconscious state, he's making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they mention what a beautiful way he passed away while making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one beautiful quality of his, amongst his ibadat and everything else, was that he never caused taklif to anyone. And so the person narrated one incident that on one occasion they were entering the home, and there was a frog in the doorway. So one of the family members kicked that frog one side. So he became very, very upset. He immediately reprimanded the person. He then went and picked up the frog, took a box, put the frog inside the box and put it one side. So from this you can understand that this person didn't even want to cause taklif to an animal, which was not even a human being. But he was so particular about not even causing taklif to an animal. And because of this, look at the Mubarak death which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted the individual. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this aspect of not causing taklif to the next person is such an important aspect. There is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed with regards to two women. The one woman was reputed and renowned for her extreme piety. So she would read a lot of extra salah, she would constantly fast, etc., etc. But one quality or one weakness of hers, amongst her weaknesses was this, that she used to cause a lot of taklif to people. She used to insult people. She wasn't considerate of others. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave the ruling that she will go to the fire of Jahannam. She will have to go to the fire of Jahannam. And then they mentioned another woman, Ya Rasulullah, there is another woman that she just does her necessary a'mal, afaraid, wajibat, sunnats, that's it. No extra salah, no extra fasting. But Ya Rasulullah, her akhlaq is so fantastic. She's so kind, generous, such consideration for others. She's always reaching out to others, etc., etc. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, she will go to Jannah. So therefore, this aspect of consideration for others is extremely essential. The month of Ramadan is all about the development of our spirituality. And respected elders and brothers, the person can never become the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without improving and enhancing his character and his akhlaq. This is an integral part of deen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that I have amongst my missions for which I have been sent was to perfect noble character. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, this is a very important aspect, especially with those who we interact with on a daily basis, and our wives, for example, our children. How do we, what kind of consideration we give to them? Recently we had the night of Bara'a, that famous incident of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it is mentioned in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِن تَعَلَ رُوَيْدَ رُوَيْدًا وَفَتَحَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدًا وَأَغْلَقَ الْبَابَ رُوَيْدًا, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up in such a manner that he wore his clothing in a very, very discreet manner. He put on his shoes in a very discreet manner. He opened the door in a very discreet manner. He closed the door in a very discreet manner. And the reason for this, he did not want to disturb the sleep of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Now this is the Nabi of Allah. If we have to wake up for tahajjud, then what will happen? Probably the whole street will come to know that this Hazrat has woke up for tahajjud. Everybody else must come to know also that we have woken up for tahajjud. So how far is my character from the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the beautiful akhlaq and character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The intention was to speak about the aspect of taqwa, but in the few minutes that we have, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put in the mind, inshallah, will be beneficial for myself and all of us. Allahumma wafiqna wa iyyakum. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka Allahumma.